Because, as I said before, it's important that we look at this subject as broad as we can.
就好像之前我所说的，我们尽量的能够一个宽宏的角度来研究这个题目。
In Great Controversy, page 623.
让我们继续在这个善知真原文623面。
Sister White says, "Now while our great high priest is making atonement for us, we should seek to become perfect in Christ."
他信说，现今在我们的大祭司还在为我们赎罪的时候，我们应当追求在基督里得以完全。
Now, I want to stop here for just a moment.
我们在这里思考一下。
Whether we understand it or not,
无论我们是明白还是不明白，
the subject of the early and the latter rain and the loud cry,
这个关乎早已晚已的大呼声的题目，
is linked up with the sanctuary message,
是跟我们这个圣所的道理有相这个直接的关系。
While Jesus is ministering in the most holy place,
当我们的主耶稣在这个至圣所为我们工作的时候，
there is a work that he has to do.
他在那边有他要做的工作。
According to Hebrews chapters 8, 9, and 10,
根据希伯来书八到十章，
and you can look in Leviticus chapter 16,
你也可以看到这个利未记的第十六章，
among other places,
还有其他的圣经章节。
But the special work is to cleanse the sanctuary of the record of sin.
我们可以看到耶稣现在所做的工作就是要清除这些罪的这些档案的记录。
But God cannot cleanse the sanctuary,
但是上帝不能够洁净这个圣所，
of the record of sin,
就是这些罪的记录，
while we are continuing sinning,
当我们还在这里继续的犯罪。
Before the sanctuary can be cleansed,
在圣所还没有得到洁净的时候，
God's people must be cleansed,
上帝的子民先然要得到洁净。
In other words, before the sins of the heavenly sanctuary can be blotted out,
换句话说，当在这个天上圣所所有的罪恶还没有被涂抹的时候，
the sins in the lives of the individuals,
每一位在信徒里心中的所有的罪恶
must be blotted out,
必须先要被涂抹。
In other words, God must bring us to an experience where we stop sinning,
换句话说，上帝必须带领我们来到一个停止犯罪的经验。
This is done through cooperation with God,
记得这个是本着我们和上帝的合作可以完成的。
And understanding his enabling grace,
还有同时了解到他所给我们有能力的恩典。
And recognizing the work that is going on now in the heavenly sanctuary,
也同时清楚地了解这在天上圣所所进行的东西。
Now we cannot go into the heavenly sanctuary,
我们当然不能够到天上的圣所现在，
but we are to enter into the heavenly sanctuary,
但是呢我们却可以
enter, we're to enter into the heavenly sanctuary, we're to enter into that experience,
但是我们却可以凭着信心进入这种进入天上圣所的经验。
How do we do that?
我们怎样可以做到这一点呢？
Now look, if we cannot physically be there,
如果我们不能够肉身在这个天上的圣所，
yet we are supposed to be in the ministration with Jesus in terms of working with it,
然而同时我们却必须和耶稣有这个联系呢，他在天上圣所和我们在世上的一个的联系的时候，
how does that happen?
我们怎样可以做到这一点呢？
It's by faith,
就是凭着信心。
By faith,I acknowledge and recognize the work that Jesus is doing.
凭着信心，我承认耶稣现在在天上圣所所做的东西。
By faith, I understand that there are two apartments of the heavenly sanctuary.
也凭着信心，我可以看到天上圣所的两个部分。
By faith, I acknowledge and recognize there is real, literal furniture in the heavenly sanctuary.
也凭着信心 信心，我知道在天上的圣所是实实在在的有这些圣所里头的所有的器具。
And by faith I follow Jesus as he works in my behalf.
也凭着信心，我一步一步的跟着耶稣的脚步呢，看着他怎样为我完成。
If by faith I am to do this.
是凭着信心我去做这一切的事情。
Faith must rest on something.
但是这个信心必须建立在某样东西上。
In other words, something must give me faith.
换句话说，某样东西要给我这一份的信心。
What brings my faith alive?
什么使我的信心活泼起来呢？
Faith cometh by
hearing. 信道是从
hearing. Hearing what? Me speak?
听到而来，对吧？
Come on, finish the rest of the verse.
听什么的？
Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God.
我们说，听到，信道是由听道而来，而听道是从上帝的话语而来。
Therefore,
所以呢
，in order for me to enter by faith into the heavenly sanctuary,
如果我要凭着信心进入这个天上的圣所
，and by faith follow Jesus.In from the holy to the most holy.
也凭着信心跟着耶稣的脚步从圣所进入至圣所。
And faith can only come by the hearing of the word of the Lord.
而信心也唯一能够从听这个上帝的话而来的话。
What must I do?
我该做什么呢？
I must learn from the word of God the subject of the sanctuary and the sanctuary message.
我当然要从上帝的圣言里面研究这个圣所的道理。
There are those today in the Seventh-day Adventist Church who cast disparaging remarks or criticisms towards the sanctuary message.
今天在我们本会里头，有些人甚至批评圣所道理的可靠性。
Now, some I have no doubt do it ignorantly.
当然有一些我知道他们是因为在无知之下才做这样的。
But this is no excuse for what they teach.
但是这并不给他们任何的借口。
The Bible says there's a way that seemeth right unto a man.
圣经里头告诉我们，有一条路似乎是指引我们走向正路。
But the end thereof is what?
但是尽头呢？
The ways of death.
却是死亡的道理。
You can be as sincere as you want to be.
你可以很诚恳地去寻求。
But if you are in error,
但是如果你是在错误之中，
your sincerity does not make your error the truth.
你的诚恳度呢，不能够把这个错误变成正确的。
And then there are those who are not doing it ignorantly.
当然还有一些人呢，并不是因为无知而去做的。
They are nothing more than wolves in sheep's clothing.
他们就是我们所说的披着这个羊皮的狼群。
The modern day Judases to the church.
就是这个现代的犹大在我们的教会里头。
How many have ever heard the Syrian king Hazael?The Syrian king, Hazael. Ever heard of him?
No.
Nobody's ever heard of Hazael? Well, Hazael, I mean, if you don't know how you want to pronounce it, as long as we're within the ballpark, I don't care.
This Syrian from Syria.
How many have ever heard of Elijah? How many have ever heard of Elijah?
OK, 你们有听过以利亚吗？很好。
You're going to have to come up here and teach.
看来我要来这里授课了。
Ahab and Jezebel?
亚哈王和耶洗别，我们都很清楚，对吗？
The ten northern tribes?
还有这个北方的十个支派。
Jeroboam and Rehoboam.
还有这耶罗波安
Right? This is the history.
这些都是以色列国里面的
The division of the nation of Israel.
还有这个以色列一国分裂成两国的历史。
The ten northern tribes separated from the southern tribes, Judah and Benjamin.
我们看到就是十个支派呢，成为北方的以色列，剩下两个支派就是犹大雅，这个便雅悯成为南方。
And the ten northern tribes began to apostatize.
而我们看到就是这十个支派正在北方开始呢被盗。
And they fell into Baal.
然后他们就降服于这个巴利的敬拜。
They had fallen so deep into apostasy.
他们沉沦在这个被盗的情况之中，非常的严重。
That God, through the prophet Elijah, told them there would be no rain for 3.5 years.
那么上帝借着以利亚这位先知说，没有雨水三年半。
Now rain obviously is a symbol or a metaphor for the blessings of God.
雨水是一个非常贴切关乎到上帝赐福的一个表号。
Especially the Holy Spirit.
尤其是说到圣灵的恩赐。
When God said, I will no longer send you the rain.
当上帝说我不再降下雨水给你们的时候，
It was not just a judgment on Israel.
这并不单只是对以色列所下的一个审判。
God was trying to teach them something about themselves.
上帝也要同时教导他们关乎自己的。
That they claimed to be God's children.
因为他们自称是上帝的儿女。
But when he removed the rain,
但是当这个雨水被拿掉的时候，
and the rain was a symbol of the blessings of God and the Holy Ghost.
而这个雨水是代表了上帝的福气和圣灵。
He was trying to teach the nation of Israel.
他是在教导这个以色列国
that they are destitute of the Holy Ghost.
就是他们啊，在生命里头没有圣灵的同在。
That the earth dried up and withered.
这个地成为枯干了。
Was simply an expression of their spiritual condition.
这是很清楚地写明他们内心属灵里面的状况。
In other words, God was manifesting through nature the spiritual problems of Israel.
换句话说，上帝借着大自然的现象，写明了以色列国的属灵的状况。
So when they saw the famine,
所以当他们看到这个饥荒的时候
and the parched earth,
还有这些枯干的土地的时候
the withering of the plants and the trees,
看到这些树木都枯干的时候
the drying up of all the rivers and the lakes,
看到这些河床全部的干的时候
God was trying to teach them, this is what your heart is like.
上帝在教导他们，这个就是你们的心是怎么样的一个状况。
You say you are the children of God.
你说你是上帝的子民。
You say you are my people.
你说你是我的子民。
But you,
但是你们
are like the nature,
就好像这个大自然
spiritually full of death.
属灵上来说已经是死的。
There is no life in you.
在你里头没有生命。
Now you remember on Mount Carmel,
所以你还记得在这个加密山，
Elijah called Ahab and told him to bring all the prophets of Baal.
以利亚叫所有这个巴利的先知叫亚哈王带他们上来。
Finally, there was a contest.
后来我们看到了有一场的争斗。
The God that answers by fire, he will be the true God.
哪一个神啊可以把火从天而降，就是真神。
Well, obviously, we know the story that Elijah, when he prayed, God answered by fire, consuming the altar and all that was within and around.
当然，我们看到就是以利亚的上帝啊，就使火从天而降，把所有的祭物，连从所有的那个祭坛都烧得一干二净。
The prophets of Baal and Ashtoreth, all of them were slaughtered.
之后，这个巴利所有的先知呢，还有这个 Ashtoreth 的这些假神的先知呢，都完全的被毁掉。
Then the people acknowledged that God was the true God.
后来所有的人承认这个以色列上帝是真的上帝。
Elijah prayed.
以利亚就祷告。
And then the rain, a little, actually it was a cloud the size of a man's hand.
然后就看到好像一个人的掌那么大
Elijah leads Ahab back to this to the capital, Jezreel.
之后呢, 以利亚就成为这个先锋, 带领亚哈回到皇宫。
Now what happens?
后来发生什么事?
At this point, what happens?
在这个时候发生的事情?
It's pouring rain.
雨水也就继续的开始的下了。
Ahab is safe in his palace.
亚哈在自己的皇宫里面很安全。
Where is Elijah now?
以利亚在哪里呢?
He's outside the city walls sleeping.
他在城门外睡着了。Ahab
tells Jezebel the excitement of the day.
亚哈王就一五一十地把刚才所发生的事情全部告诉了耶洗别。
What does Jezebel do?
耶洗别做了什么?
She threatens to kill Elijah.
他威胁要把以利亚杀掉。
Somebody finds out and goes out to tell Elijah.
有一个人听到了就传话给以利亚。
What does Elijah do?
以利亚做了怎么样的反应呢?
He runs away.
他逃跑。
And you know, it's a sad thing, but still, you know, he gave in to temptation, but still it was a man of God.
虽然很可悲，他在这样的情况之下，想以这样的考验试探，但他还是上帝的人，属于上帝。So
he finally flees, and an angel comes and feeds him and gives him water.
在逃亡的过程中，我们看到天使来喂养他。Eventually,
Elijah finds refuge.
后来。
But God has a message for him.
但是上帝带给他一个信息。
He says, "You're going to anoint Hazael, the king of Syria."
就是要以利亚去高这叙利亚的王哈西。
Now Hazael is a symbol of what God's going to do to the church at the end of time.
哈西亚这个王是一个上帝怎么样在以后末时要怎样去做在上帝子民身上的一个表号。Hazael,
because one of the things that made Elijah flee was he was afraid of what Jezebel was going to do.
其中一个原因为什么以利亚要逃跑是担心耶洗别的报复。
And he thought, Elijah did, he thought that the wicked would go unpunished.
而以利亚心里头就想，原来还有一些做不光的人是没有受到惩罚的。But
God was reassuring him.
但是上帝向他保证。
He said, "You're going to anoint Hazael king of Syria."
他说，你要到。 这个西亚这个王，然后告这个哈西亚成为王。
Jehu will be the king of Israel.
耶户呢要成为这个以色列的王。
And who would he anoint to take his place, Elijah's place?
那么他还要继续告另外一个人来取代他先知的地位，是哪一位呢？
Elisha, that's exactly
right.
All right, now I want you to see what God's going to do.
我让你注意看，上帝在这里要成就什么？
He's reassuring Elijah.
他是重新的要向以利亚保证。
I will not let the wicked go unpunished.
我不会让这些作恶不断的人呢没有受到惩罚。
And so Hazael becomes a symbol.
所以哈西亚呢成为了一个。
For those in the last days,
对于那些末时的人,
who love apostasy and sin,
那些爱背道、爱罪恶的人,
to, as Sister White says, to scourge the church in the last days.
就好像怀斯所形容的，这些人会怎样的来攻击上帝的教会？
In other words, Hazael is not a blessing.
换句话说，这个和哈西亚呢，并不是教会的一个福气。He's
a curse.
是带给教会的一个诅咒。
And there are those in the church today who are rejecting the sanctuary message, who are teaching people not to believe in it.
而今天在我们的教会里头看到有一半的人呢拒绝这个圣所的道理，甚至教导人不要来相信这个道理。
Who are telling the people that there's no two heavenly apartments in the heavenly sanctuary?
也教导人错误的告诉在天上没有两个圣所和至圣所的部分。
That nothing happened in 1844.
在1844年也没有什么重要的事情发生。
They cast doubt upon the spirit of prophecy.
对这个预言之灵产生怀疑。
Friends, these are the Haziels scourging the church of God.
朋友们，这就是这个好像以前古时的哈西亚这样的呢，带给教会这样的诅咒。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because for the most part, the church loves its sins more than it loves God.
因为在很多方面来说，上帝的子民爱罪恶多过爱上帝。
And so God said,
所以上帝说，
You love your sins?
既然你爱你的罪恶，
I plead with you to repent,
我恳切地要求你悔改，
But you will not obey,
但是你不愿意听从。
And since you love your sins,
那么既然你爱你的罪恶，
I will let you have your sins,
我就让你纵容这个罪恶。
And not only will you have your sin,
不但是你可以拥有你的罪恶，
but you will reap the results of your sin,
但是你要为你自己的罪恶而付出后果。
This is why heresies come into the church of God, false doctrine.
所以我们看到为什么今天教会里面有许多的假道理潜进来。
Because the heresies come in to punish the people for their sins.
因为这些假道理的进来，就是要惩罚这些不忠的子民。
This is the first phase of the shaking.
这就是这个灾动的第一个层面。
But there's a second phase.
还有第二个阶段。
Will God allow His church to go on sinning without warning them?
上帝会不会继续让他的教会继续的在这样的情况之下没有受到警告？
No, he will warn his people.
不是的，上帝会警告。
So the second phase of the shaking,
所以这第二阶段的筛动
is a response to the first phase,
是要来回应这第一阶段的情况。
Sister White says, if all other means fail, God will allow heresies to come into the church to sift the people of God.
华师母说，如果尝尽所能，教会还是失败的话，上帝会容许这些假道理来，好让这个教会能够筛动，能够筛出。
And now, what will God do?
然后呢，上帝会做什么？
He will move on the hearts of the people who love him.
他会感动那些爱上帝子民的心。
Who have not hardened their hearts?
那些还没有使自己的心肠硬起。
And like Elijah, he will raise them up.
就好像以利亚，他会使他兴起。
To give the Elijah message.
来给这个以利亚的信息。
How long halt ye between two opinions?
你们要在两个意见之间沉停止停留多久呢？
The Lord be God, follow him.
如果上帝是真神，你就跟从他。
But if Baal, follow him.
如果是巴利，你就跟从他吧。
In other words, make up your mind what you're going to do.
你现在就要当机立断的下定决心。
The Elijah message,
以利亚的信息，
is the straight testimony.
是一个直接了当的信息。
It's also known as the message of Laodicea.
也是称为老底家教会的信息。
Listen, my friend.
朋友们，你要听清楚。
There are voices today, like Haziel of old, who are scourging the church.
今天我们看到，也听到像古时这个哈西亚的这样的声音进入教会。
And God is calling you to be the Elijah to stand up and call the people to make up a decision who they're going to obey.
但是上帝同时也呼召你们成为以利亚。把这个重要的事情带给我们的教会来做一个决定。
We need to understand the work of the heavenly sanctuary in these last days of verse 6.
在这个历史来到这个结束的变革的时候，我们要很清楚地了解天上圣所的信息。Make
no mistake.
不要有任何的错误。
Great Controversy, page 410.
在上士真410面。
The scripture which is above all others, that is both the central pillar and the foundation of the Advent faith, is Daniel
8:14.就是圣经的成为我们的根基，成为我们信仰的中心呢，就是建立在但以理8:14节。The
very core of who we are as Seventh-day Adventists is the sanctuary message.
我们之所以成为基督复临安息日会会友。
I tell you this.
我告诉你,
if you reject the sanctuary message,
如果你拒绝圣所的道理,
or any part of it,
或者圣所道理的部分,
I guarantee you,
我可以向你保证,
if you continue to reject,
如果你继续的拒绝,
when the great test comes,
当大考验来临的时候,
you will not stand.
你不会站立的。
My friends, there are certain truths that make us what we are.
朋友们，有一些真理就形成今天的我们。
The sanctuary is the very essence of who we are.
这个圣所的道理就是我们所有真理的精华。
There are other Sabbath-keeping churches.
其他的教会也有人遵守安息日。
There are other churches that believe that when you die, you don't go to heaven or hell.
其他的教会有正确的道理说人死后不是上天。
There are churches out there that believe in the second coming.
也有其他教会相信耶稣的再来。
My friends, but we are the only church in the world.
但是朋友们，我们的教会是世界上唯一的教会。
That has an intelligent understanding and a belief in the three angels' message in relationship to the sanctuary message.
只有我们的教会清楚看到三天使的信息，明白了之后，可以看到跟这个圣所道理的直接关系。
And I can tell you this.
我可以告诉你们,
there is no way you can preach the three angels' message unless you understand the sanctuary message.
如果你不明白圣所的道理，你不可能清楚地宣扬三天使的信息。
So the sanctuary message
因此啊，圣所的道理
is tied in to an experience of, with God's people for these last days.
直接的跟上帝末世的子民联系在一起。
Particularly in the light of the early and the latter rain and the loud cry.
特别是当我们要谈论到早雨、晚雨和大呼声的时候。
And as we go on in our series,
所以当我们继续研讨的时候,
I will show you
我会向你们显明,
in a deeper understanding,
并且更深一层的去了解。
Let's continue on.
让我们继续看这段摘录。
Speaking in reference to the Jesus as our high priest, making atonement that the people need to be perfect in Christ.
谈到大祭司如何为我们赎罪，在我们追求在基督里头得以安全。
She goes on to say, not even by a thought could our Savior be brought to yield to the power of temptation.
得以完全的时候，他说，我们的救主就是在这一根念头上，也从来没有屈服于试探的势力。
Satan finds in human hearts some point where he can gain a foothold.
撒旦在人的心中总能找到立足之地。
Some sinful desire is cherished.
在那里总保留有一点罪恶的欲望。
By which means, by means of which his temptations assert their power.
使撒旦能发挥他试探的力量。
But Christ declared of himself, the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me.
但基督却论到自己说，这世界的王将到，他在我里面是毫无所有。Satan
could find nothing in the Son of God that would enable him to gain the victory.
撒旦在上帝儿子里面找不到什么可以使他胜过基督的余地。He
had kept his father's commandments.
基督已经遵守天父的诫命。And
there was no sin in him that Satan could take advantage of.
所以在他里面没有罪恶可供撒旦利用。Now
listen to what she said.
注意看怀世母怎样说,
this is the condition in which those must be found who shall stand in the time of trouble.
这种条件 乃是一切要在大艰难的时期都站立得住的人所必须具备的。
What is the condition that we must have if we expect to stand in the time of trouble?
是什么样的条件容许我们可以在大艰难的时期的时候站立得住呢？
We must have the same experience that Jesus had when he was on this earth.
那就是我们必须和耶稣有同样的经验，当他在世上里头所经历过的。
Satan could find nothing in Jesus where he could get him to sin.
就好像撒旦不能在耶稣里面找到任何使他欺负与试探之下的罪恶。
You see, this is the experience we must have in the early reign.
这就是我们在早已中所要得到的经验。
We must be brought to the point where we have complete victory over our sins.
我们必须来到能够完全胜过罪恶的这个经验
，both hereditary and cultivated，
就是从我们这个遗传下来的罪恶，或者我们啊自己所去啊犯的罪恶里面得到胜利。
Great Controversy page 625，
善知真原文625面。
Only those who have been diligent students of the Scripture.Who have received the love of the truth will be shielded from the powerful delusions that take the world captive.
唯有那些殷勤查考圣经，并领受爱真理的心的人，才能得蒙护庇。
It's not enough just to know this truth.
我们不单只在脑袋里要藏着上帝的知识。
She says we must not only know it.
白师傅说，不单只是要认识到这些真理。
She said we also must love it.
也要爱这些真理。
You may know the truth.
你可能认识到真理。
But that doesn't mean you love the truth.
但并不是代表你就爱这些真理。
You think that's possible?
你认为这是有可能发生的吗？
It's not only possible, it's reality for so many.
对许多来说，这不但只是可能的，其实也正在发生。
Do you know the Bible says that it's possible to hold the truth in unrighteousness?
圣经有这样的向我们写明。在这个不义之中呢，可以啊继续有这些真理的情况。
Now how can you hold the truth in unrighteousness?
你怎么样在不义中持守真理呢
？How does that happen?
这样的情况是在怎样的情况下发生的
？Now here's a person who knows the truth.
这个人他认识真理。
He says he believes the truth.
他说他相信真理。
Yet the Bible says there are going to be those who hold the truth, who believe the truth, and yet the Bible says they do it in an unrighteous way.
但是圣经却告诉我们，可能有就是有这些人呢，他手中拿着这真理，相信这真理，但是是在不义之中。
How can that be?
怎么可能这是这样的情况？
I'm going to tell you how.
让我来解释。
I said it's not enough just to believe the truth.
刚才我说，不单只是我们要认识真理。
There are multitudes who believe the truth.
有很多的人都相信这真理。
But they do not love the truth. Listen, they do not love the truth enough to obey it.
但是他们并没有爱这个真理，爱到呢可以去顺从他们。
Do you understand what I just said?
你明白我说的是什么？
What shows your love?
怎么样可以让你显明心中的爱呢？
Is it your words alone?
是不是你的言语？
What did Jesus say?
耶稣说什么？
If you love me,
如果你爱我，
what? Keep my commandments.
就必遵守我的命令。
Now what did Jesus mean?
耶稣的意思是什么？
If you love me,
如果你爱我。
Show me.
你向我显明。
That's what he meant.
那就是他的意思。
I don't want to just hear you tell me you love me.
我不是单只要听到你说你爱我。
But show me you love me.
但是你向我显明你是爱我的吧。
Ask yourself a question.
自己问这一道问题。
Imagine if you will with me, please.
比如你想一下。
Here is a husband and a wife.
这里有一个丈夫和妻子。
He says he loves her.
丈夫说他爱妻子。
He tells her every day, "Oh, I love you, I love you, I love you."
他每天都跟妻子说，我爱你，爱你。
All the time she hears, "I love you."
一直以来，妻子都听到丈夫说，我爱你。
But every single weekend,
但是每一个周末的时候
，he's out with another woman.
他竟然跟另外一个女人在一起。
Now, which is reality?
哪一个是真实的情况呢
？In other words, which is the truth?
哪一个才是真理呢
？He says he loves her.
哪一个才是事实呢？他说他爱妻子。
He tells her every day.
每天都这样告诉太太哦。
Is that the truth?
这真的是事实吗？
Is that the truth? Does he really love her?
他真的爱他的妻子吗？
No, he does not. How do you know he doesn't love her?
当然不是，那你怎么知道是不是呢？
He's with another woman every weekend.
哦，原来每个周末都跟另一个女人在一起。
His actions prove that his words are not true.
他的行动证明了他所讲的是假的。
He is therefore a liar.
所以他是一个说谎的人。
His actions prove what he is really like.
因为他的行动证明了他真正喜爱的是什么。
It doesn't matter what he says.
不管他嘴上所说的是什么。
Jesus said, "If you love me."
耶稣说，如果你爱我。
Show me.
向我显明。
It's not that he doesn't want to hear you tell him you love him.
这并不是说耶稣不喜爱听我们说我爱耶稣。
But more importantly, he wants you to show it.
但更重要的是，他要你在你的人生中显明出来。
And this is what's wrong with us as a Seventh-day Adventist people.
而我们成为基督福临安息日会，问题就出现在这里。
We say we love God.
我们说我们爱上帝。
We say we love the Seventh-day Adventist message.
我们说我们爱这个基督福临安息日会的道理。
We say we want Jesus to come.
我们说我们要耶稣再来。
Then why don't we start acting like it?
那为什么我们不要是言行一致呢？
When are we going to bring our lives in harmony with what God said?
为什么我们不要把我们的生命来到和上帝的话语一起的和谐呢？
When Jesus returns the second time,
当耶稣再回来的时候，
what will he say to his people?
他会跟他的子民说些什么？
Will he say, "Well said, thou good and faithful servant"?
他会不会说，说得好，你们这一班子民？
Is that what he will say?
他会不会这样说？
What does he say?
他会说什么？
Well done, thou good and faithful servant.
他会说，我这一班忠心的子民啊，你们做得好。
The emphasis is on the actions, not the words.
他所强调的是行动，不是言语。
Now don't misunderstand me.
当然，请你不要误会我的意思。
As I said a little before.
因为之前我有说
，We need the words with the action.
我们是要言行一致的。
We need both.
我们需要两者并行。
But if you never said I love you,
但是如果你没有说我爱你
，And yet your actions every day tells you that you do.
但是在行动上每天都表明这一点的话
，And you are genuine and true.
那我知道你是真诚的有这个证据。
By God's grace.
凭着上帝的恩典
May God help us to become doers of the word and not just hearers.
帮助我们不只是听得到，也要行出这个道。
Well, let's keep on going.
让我们继续。
In the same state,
在同样的摘录。
By the Bible testimony, these will detect the deceiver in his disguise.
由于圣经的见证，这些人必能看穿欺骗者的伪装。
So by the word of God, how do we detect Satan's deceptions? You see, it's by the word.
所以我们凭着上帝的话，可以看出撒旦的这个欺骗。
To all the testing kind will come.
这试验 于试探的淘汰作用，真实的基督徒就要显露出来。
Are the people of God now so firmly established upon His word that they will not yield to the evidence of their senses?
今日上帝的子民是否能建立在圣经上，也是不屈从自己耳闻目睹的事情呢？
Would they in such a crisis cling to the Bible and the Bible only?
在这危机之中，他们能不能固守圣经，以圣经为唯一的根据呢？
Now this is something very important.
这是非常重要的一环。
Your senses versus the Word of God.
你的感觉和这个上帝的话对立。
What is faith to be built on?
信心是要建立在哪里呢？
By your senses?
是否是建立在你的感觉上？
Or the word of God?
还是在上帝的话里？
The word of God?
是建立在上帝的话上。
But I'm here to tell you,
但是我在这里要告诉你，
that multitudes of Christians,
有许多的基督徒，
exercise their faith not on the word of God, but on their senses.
他们这个信心的运作呢，不是建立在上帝的话上，而是在自己的感觉上。
The Apostle Paul said that we are to walk by faith and not by sight.
使徒保罗说，我们要怎么样的去行呢？不是凭我们所看见的，而是凭我们的信心。
Now what did he mean?
他的意思是什么？
That we do not exercise our faith based on the circumstances of what we find our senses telling us.
我们不应该因为我们的这个触觉和感觉告诉我们周围环境的情况之下运作我们的信心。
Let me give you an example.
比如说
Daniel in the lion's den.
这个丹尼里在狮子窑里。
What did Daniel's senses tell him?
丹尼里的这个感官告诉他什么？
He was a dead man.
哎呀，我肯定是死了。
That's what his senses told him.
这个是他的感官所告诉他的。
He saw those lions.
因为他看到这些狮子。
He heard their roars.
他也听到狮子的吼叫。
He could smell them.
甚至可以嗅到狮子。
He knew by his senses they were hungry.
凭着他的感官，他晓得这些都是饥饿的狮子。
His senses was telling him he is a dead man.
他所有的感官都告诉他，他肯定是死人的一个。
Now that's what his senses was telling him.
这是他的感官所告诉他的。
Now what did Daniel do? What kept him alive?
但是丹尼里做了什么使到他没有死呢？
His faith.
他的信心。
He had a choice.
他有一个选择。
Either he was going to have faith in the promises of God.
不是把他的信心建立在上帝的应许之上。
Where the Bible says.
圣经里头有这样说，
The angel of the Lord encampeth around them that fear them and who knows the rest delivereth them.
上帝的天使必然在爱上帝和这个子民之中围绕，并要拯救他们出来。
Either he was going to believe the word of God,
不是把他的信仰建立在上帝的应许之上，
or he was going to allow his faithTo succumb to his senses,
就是把他的信心降服于他的感官之上，
and disbelieve the word of God,
而不信上帝的话。
He had to make a choice.
他必须要做一个选择。
Who was he going to believe?
他要相信哪一个？
His senses,
他的感官。
Or the word of God,
还是上帝的话。
His senses said one thing.
他的感官说一套。
The word of God said, I don't care what the circumstances are.
但是上帝的话说，我不管环境是怎么样。
I don't care what your senses tell you.
我不管你的感官告诉你是怎么样的。
If you have faith in me, Jesus said,
耶稣说，如果你对我有信心，
I will keep you from the lions.Devouring you.
我会保守你不被这些狮子吃掉。
Do you know why so many people who claim to be Christians fail in their Christian experience?
你知道为什么很多基督徒在他们的经验中失败吗？
Because They exercise faith in their senses, not in the word of God.
因为很多时候他们的信心是硬坐在感官之上，而不是上帝的话上。
You see, too many were devoured spiritually speaking by the lions in our lives.
所以属灵上来说，很多的人都在我们的经验中被这个狮子吞噬了。
Sometimes we get thrown into the lion's den.
有时候我们被丢进这个狮子坑。
The trials and tribulations of life.
因为我们的人生中有这个困苦。
Our senses tell us there's no way out.
我们的感官告诉我们，我们没有逃跑的。
Nothing but failure.
甚至我们一直会面临失败。
I cannot be successful.
我不可以成功。
That's what your senses tell you.
这个就是你的感官带给你的。
But the word of God tell you.
但是上帝的话告诉你什么呢？
Now unto him that is able to do abundantly above all that you ask or think.
那个可以超乎你所想象的上帝的帮助的能力能够临到你。
Listen, our God
听清楚，我们
is in the business of doing the impossibility.
是在这一个人认为所不可能的情况之下工作的上帝。
Our senses say it can't be done.
我们的感官告诉我们这是不可能所做到的。
But God says I don't care what your senses say.
但是上帝说我不管你的感官有如何的反应。
If I promise you,
如果我答应你
，it will come to pass.
必然成为事实。
But you have to have faith in God's word.
你必然要把你的信心建立在我的话上。
Listen, the classic story in Romans chapter 4 of Abraham and Sarah.
在罗马书第四章说到亚伯拉罕和撒拉的故事。
Now you remember the story, right? You know this one, don't you? You familiar with Abraham and Sarah?It's a beautiful story, a beautiful, beautiful story.
亚伯拉罕和撒拉的故事是一个很动听的故事。
The first time God came to Abraham and Sarah and said, you're going to have a child, what did they do?
第一次上帝来到跟他们说，你们要有一个孩子，他们的反应是怎么样的？
They laughed.
他们笑。
They did not, they said, you must be kidding.
他们说，这太古怪了。
Now, why did they laugh?
为什么他们笑?
Why did they disbelieve God?
为什么他们不相信上帝?
What did they do that was wrong?
他们做的哪一点是错的?
What does it say? It says in the scripture what they said, why they did not believe it.
圣经里都有告诉我们为什么他们不相信。
Who knows what they said?
他们说什么?
They looked at each other and said about Sarah. It was mainly Sarah, not Abraham, that was the problem. And Sarah said, look, you're beyond the age of what? Childbearing.
因为基本上说问题出现在撒拉，因为他说我已经过了这个可以怀孕生孩子的年龄啊。
There comes a point where a woman can no longer bear a child.
我们知道妇女到一个时期就不能够再怀孕生孩子了。
Well, Sarah was at that age.
撒拉已经来到了这个
时期。In other words, biologically, physically, it couldn't happen.
所以生理上来说呢。
Yet God comes and says, I promise you, you're going to have a child.
但是上帝先来到他们说，我答应你们，你们会要有一个。
Now, here they are. They got to make a choice.
Okay, 现在他们要做一个抉择。
God says, I promise you, I'll give you a child.
上帝说，我答应你，我要给你一个孩子。
Abraham, and what do their senses tell them? What do their senses tell them?
亚伯拉罕撒拉说，好，他们的感官都告诉他们什么。
Sarah looks at herself.
撒拉看看自己
，It's not going to happen，
不可能发生
，Right？
对吗
？Why did their faith fail？
为什么他们的信心失败
？They allowed their senses to control their faith，
因为他们容许自己的感官来控制他们的信心。
Where faith could not be controlled by the word of God，
而没有把信心建立在上帝的话。
That's why they failed.
所以他们失败。
And because they failed, what happened?
因为他们失败，接下来有什么事情？
They said, well, God promised.
记得上帝已经答应他们。
So here, Abraham, I'll give you Hagar.
那么撒拉，这个亚伯拉罕呢，就 去的这个。
And through her, the promised child.
就说这个卑鄙女夏甲。
Did Abraham have a child through Hagar?
夏甲有没有帮他生一个孩子
？Yes, he did, called Ishmael.
有，就叫以实玛利。
But was that child the promised child?
但是这个以实玛利是不是应许的儿子呢
？No, he was not the promised child.
不是。
God instituted something after Abraham failed. What did he institute?
上帝在亚伯拉罕失败时候设立一个制度。
It was to teach the children of Israel and you and I to learn to live by faith and not by works.
就是要教导以色列人，也要教导你和我，不要靠行为来救我。
What did God institute?
上帝设立了什么
？Circumcision.
就是这个隔离的仪式。
Now, Abraham is circumcised.
后我们看到亚伯拉罕受到隔离。
God comes back to him.
上帝回到他那一边。
He says, one year from now you will have a child.
上帝说一年之后你会有这个孩子。
Now, same test. Here comes the same test.
你看到上帝在给他同样的考验。
The first time they failed.
第一次他们失败了。
Now, he's got to go through the same crisis. What's he going to do?
但现在他还是要面临同样的危机，他要怎么样的应付呢？
What do his senses tell him?
他的感官告诉他什么？
It cannot happen.
这是不可能发生的。
It's impossible.
这是不可能的。
It will not happen. It will not take place.
这不会发生，也不会发生。
Now,He has his faith.
但是他现在有这个信心。
He either has to believe what God said or believe his senses.
他不是要相信自己的感官，就是要相信上帝的话。
And what does he do?
现在他做了怎么样的选择？
By faith, he does not take into consideration his senses, the circumstances.
凭着信心，他没有看到周围的环境。感官所带给他的反应。
Instead, by faith, he places his faith under the authority of the Word of God.
凭着信心，他把自己的信仰建立在上帝的话里头。
And when he places his faith under the authority of the Word of God,
当他把自己的信心放在这个上帝话里的权威之下
he places his senses.Under the authority of his faith,
他也同时把自己的感官也放在上帝话里的权威之下。
In other words,
换句话说
when faith is brought under the authority of the Word of God,
当信心被带到上帝话里头的权威之下呢
the Word of God through faith conquers your senses, your circumstance.
上帝的话就凭着信心呢。带给你这个感官里头所不能得到的胜利。
And when that happens,
当这些克服了的事情发生之后
，Whatever God promised, then comes to pass.
上帝所应许之前的应许就能够实现。
God has promised that He would give us complete and full victory over sin.
上帝今天也答应给我们完全。战胜罪恶的这个能力。
Our senses say it cannot happen.
我们的感官告诉我们不。
I cannot live without sinning.
我不可能继续活下去了，没有犯罪。
That's what our senses say.
这是我们的感官告诉我们。
But what does God's word say?
但是上帝的话告诉我们什么呢
？Be ye perfect as your Father which is in heaven is perfect.
你要完全，就好像你天父完全一样。
Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling，
那个能够使你不会继续跌倒的上帝。
Thou shalt call his name Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sin。
你要称他的名为耶稣，因为他要从罪里拯救他的子民出来。
Sin shall not have dominion over you.
罪恶将不会在你的生命中得到权威。
I could go on and on and on with all the promises.
我可以继续的跟你说上帝里头这些的应许。
The word of God says we can have victory.
上帝的话告诉我们，我们可以得到胜利。
Our senses say no, it's impossible.
但是我们的感官告诉我们，这是不可能的事情。
But I need to remind you again.
所以我要再次提醒大家。
Our God is in the business of doing the impossibility.
我们的上帝正在积极的呢，在做那些不可能的事情。
That's why He's God and you and I are not.
所以他是上帝，我们不是。
That's what makes him God.
这个就是为什么称他是上帝。
He does what we cannot think or imagine doing.
因为他所做的是我们世人所想象不到。
You and I are bound by circumstances.
我们都受到我们的这个情况和我们周围的事情的局限。
But God's word is not bound by circumstances.
但是上帝的话却不受到这个周围环境的局限。
He told Peter to walk on water.
他叫彼得走在水上。
What did Peter's senses tell him at first?
彼得本来开始是告诉他什么？
Now he'd been a fisherman his whole life.
因为他一路以来都是渔夫的身份。
What do you think he was telling him?
他心里头怎么样？
Here he sees Jesus in the water.
啊，没有看过耶稣。
And Jesus says, "Come."
但是耶稣说，你来呀。
Now you can imagine what Peter's thinking.
你可以想象彼得当时在想做什么。
You must be in his mind. You must be kidding.
他在说，你不是跟我开玩笑吧，耶稣？
Walk on water.
走在水上。
His senses were telling him it cannot be done.
他的眼睛告诉他这是不可能做到。
But Jesus promised, "Come."
那耶稣答应说，你来。
Now he had to make a choice.
所以他要做个选择。
What was he going to do?
他要做怎样的事？
Was he going to let his faith be controlled by the circumstances?
他的信心是要建立在周围的环境上吗？
Or was he going to allow the word of God to control his faith?
还是要容许上帝的话来控制他的信心？
And by faith, he believed in God's word and walked on water.
凭着信心，他相信上帝的话，走在水上。
He did the impossibility.
他做到所不能。
And by God's grace, we too can do the impossibility.
凭着上帝的恩典，我们也可以做到不可能的事。
We too can walk on water.
我们也可以走在水上。
We too can live a victorious life in Jesus.
我们也可以在耶稣基督里头过一个无罪得胜的生
活。There's victory in Christ, my friends.
朋友们，在耶稣基督里面，我们得胜有余。
The question is whether we have the faith to believe it.
问题是，我们有没有这样的信心来相信这一点？
How many want to say by God's grace, Lord, help me to have that faith?
多少人愿意这样说呢？
Let us pray.
那我们祷告。
Father in heaven, we thank you once again for your tender mercies.
天父上帝，我们感谢你无限的恩惠。
Keep us so close, we pray, dear Lord, to thee.
帮助我们亲近。
And now, Lord, we ask for forgiveness for our unbelief.
父啊，现在我们祈求你原谅我们的不信。
Help us, dear Lord, to have the faith of Abraham and Daniel and Peter and so many others, especially Jesus.
帮助我们有像亚伯拉罕、丹尼尔、彼得众多人的信心，最重要的是耶稣的信心。
Oh Lord,
主啊
，Have mercy on us, we pray.
求你怜悯我们。
In Jesus' name,
奉主耶稣的名。